You very much, Donapo, and for considering me for this process of your acquiring a master's. I feel honored, and I'm happy to share my journey. So my name is Odion Anuwa. I currently run a PR, an international award-winning PR firm for Mudion Communications. So I studied at the University of Lagos, and I studied mass communication. And when I was done, my first job was with the media, and I was under the guidance of a mentor who told me I needed to understand media I venture into PR. So I spent a year working in the media, tell magazine. So I reported business, insurance, advertising, and whatnot. And a year later, I was headhunted to join an insurance company called IGI, Industrial and General Insurance, as a media relations officer. I worked there briefly also before I went into oil and gas. I joined Nigeria's biggest indigenous oil integrated energy company called Wando. And I was there for 6 years. I handled everything from internal communication, crisis communication, marketing communications, investor relations, financial PR, leadership build, every strategic role in corporate communication. I got the opportunity to play that role in Atwando. And then I was headhunted for the second time to join Fort Oil, now Aduba PLC, as its head of corporate communications. I was there for 1.5 years, and I was tasked with expressing the new rebranding that the organization had done. They had moved from AP, African Petroleum, to Fort Oil at that time. And I was able to help them generate sales for marketing communications. Mine.
Okay, thank you. That's quite a journey.
Oh,
So
hold
tell
on.
me a little.
No,
Okay.
I'm on. Okay, I didn't know that. I thought I had gone off.
No, you're still here. I just heard
Oh,
you skip forward.
awesome. So I was able to help them through innovative marketing communication strategy raise sales by 1,000%. And I thought, look, I could actually do this offering what I currently do as consultancy across various sectors outside of just energy and oil and gas at that point. So December 17, 2014, I quit my job to start Mudion Communications. So been through that journey. Right now, we consult for the government, oil and gas, aviation, tech, mobility, finance, insurance, agri, and I mean, and as many as other sectors that have come our way. We're an international winning organization, and we won international awards such as SABA, and we've won the best in class for the continent of Africa for an idea and a social impact campaign we did for Lumos, a renewable energy. That's been the journey so far.
Okay, thank you for the detailed highlights of your journey up till now. So how long have you has Modion been in business till date?
Since 2015.
Wow. That's quite a milestone for businesses not who's not up to 2 decades yet.
Barely 8 years.
Okay, not even up to 10 years. 2015 to 2023, yeah,
Yes.
that's about that's less than 10 years.
That's
That's
barely 8 years.
yes, that's a laudable feat. So tell me, you seem to have done so much, and you're I know that you're an award-winning organization, and I did follow some of the, I will say, disruptive adverts that you created for some of your clients within the business. So tell me, what are the key things that makes you an outstanding business and an agency, considering that you have very experienced PR companies and advertising companies you're competing with within the space?
Thank you very much for that very interesting question. So for us, we believe that campaigns should not just only be creative and award-winning, but also should have impact on the organization that hire us to put up such campaigns. So the first thing we want to do is to make sure that the campaign sits on the foundation of insight, data-driven. So there's a whole lot of research to understand first the problem and then the industry. And then third, the target audience. We want the campaign to be very relatable. We want the campaign to achieve awareness, interest, desire, and action, and conversion eventually. And if it's long enough, perhaps loyalty for the brand, for our clients. So we go on to brainstorm to ensure that the ideas that we come up with are subjected to compelling thinking to ensure that the kind of ideas we come up with and are built around avant-garde creativity, relatability, and most importantly, data.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, yes, you said data. I didn't hear the last part.
I said data backed.
Okay, yes, okay. So, yeah, I totally agree with how you put it and the fact that everything should start from research and insights and understanding the whole, foundational framework of the clients you're working for, down to making sure that all your creativity is also backed by, data that you have available to you. So tell me, what is your take when it comes to developing strategies for businesses? Why do you think marketing strategy is actually important for any business, especially from an entrepreneur's point of view?
So here, the entrepreneur could mean my client or the agency.
That will mean both from the client side and also from the agency side. You as an agency, you're going to
As a
get
consultant,
clients, yes,
yes.
or as a consultant. Your clients have a reason why they want to come to you.
Yes.
And I believe it's going to be based on the strategy that they look out for or they're seeking to develop before they come to you. So why do you think businesses actually need to come to the agency in order to develop whether good marketing strategy or business strategy? Because at the end of the day, your adverts are ultimately tied to your strategic framework as a business, whether from the marketing strategy point of view or from the operational point of view. So why do you think businesses actually need marketing or advertising or PR agencies in order to be able to develop strategies?
So organization build product or service or develop services, the aim of getting their targets to partake either in engagement or in making purchase decision around those products or services. Now, the mass audience or the targets are not all sitting up just waiting for your service anyway. You have to properly target, right? And they are not homogeneous in their tastes, in their understanding of worldview and all that. The brands need to sell to them regardless, even with the understanding that there are issues about homogeneity and the fact that you need to then make sure that the message gets to them regardless of their demography, their psychography, their economic leaning, or whatever factors that shape the consumer. What we do is that we have built strong understanding of the consumer mind and an insight to guide how you can, you know, adjust or prune your messaging for that target audience to find it relatable, to find it interesting, to find the product or service desirable, and to take an action. So the strategy will be based on a product that we understand, or a product that is making an innovative entry into the market. And for us, it's also to create show a clearer understanding of the market and the targets. So that is why brands will come to consultants like us to use strong expertise in understanding the consumer's mind to position their product. For us, what stands us out as entrepreneurs is the fact that we're consistently providing or building compelling strategies that have worked and have won international awards. And so 95% of our clients have come through referral. And so when people are looking for organizations that have winning ideas, that have demonstrated their capability to target prospects, to target consumers accurately and successfully, mm-hmm. we are perhaps one of those consultants that are mentioned at the table. And so we continue to get referrals. We also ensure that we build strong relationship in terms of relating with the brand to build a synergy that works, that then makes sure that the brand's idea, the agency or the consultant's idea all fuse together to provide a more compelling output that we think the consumer will find them appealing.
Thank you. That's very interesting to note. So I would like to know, I know that in your portfolio of clients that you service, can you tell me an example of one client you have worked for or worked with, and what type of creative strategies did you develop to help them deploy and also build their brand based on the objectives that were handed out to you?
So we work with clients across sectors, like I said, government, insurance, finance, tech, education, and the likes. But I'll pick Old Mutual. Old Mutual is a Pan-African brand that is about 178 years old. So it's seen the best and the worst of Africans. It's one of the strong market valued stock on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. We are responsible for driving its penetration in Nigerian market. And we've been working with them since 2016, 2017, to date. One of our, the campaign we find interesting that we've done for Old Mutual is tag conversation. Now, the conversation really, it is, as the campaign tags it, is really a conversation and it's a digital campaign. But what we did was that it is a programmed, a scripted conversation using influencers on Twitter to start a conversation that we wanted their followers to believe in. And then take that organic interest and push that the equity of that interest towards the brand. And so we engage three influencers. One is called Ogbeni Dipo, who has about 1 million followers and is verified. We have another called Tunji Andrews. Tunji Andrews is a Google funded a tech entrepreneur who is also an influencer on Twitter. And then we had Osi Swab, a radio personality who is very strong in terms of speaking, getting a young audience. And so we scripted a conversation that spoke that where it just seemed like they were having an everyday conversation on Twitter. And so we got their followers to be part of that conversation. And so we led that conversation back into savings. It was a savings product. And then we strategically took the Old Mutual brand to join the conversation. And so you wouldn't even know that this was scripted because, again, you just jumped on it to say, I find this topic very interesting. And you know what? We offer products and services within the scope of your conversation. While we were on the conversation, live conversation on Twitter, we had leads that were already close to what we had set for day one of that campaign. At the end of the day, we were able to generate very clean, healthy leads that were 97% relatable to achieved in relations to the target. So we see that as a successful campaign. And we make sure that we took that conversation off Twitter because we got blogs to start talking about it. Ogbeni Dipo, Osi Swab, engage in a conversation. And so we took different platforms that speak to mature minds for which we are targeting Bella Niger, Instablog, and the rest to start talking about it. And then OC Swab started also talking about it on radio thereafter. And then we then created a campaign that used the hashtag that had come up in that conversation, and we used it to push it.
Wow. Thank you so much. That was quite a thorough, approach that the team used in helping Old Mutual to get to where they needed to be. So what I noticed that you seem to have used a mix of social media tools to help the business move forward to become more contemporary and more, current, basically. So can you please speak to the question of what will be the best mix of marketing mix that any brand or business can adopt in order to be able to push for either visibility, awareness, or adoption, as the case may be?
So for us, IMC is not cast in stone. It depends on the product. And in target. So if I'm targeting a younger audience, especially between 25 and 35, I'm likely to start the campaign from digital.
Okay.
So you also have to understand that in Nigeria, the adoption of technology is mostly in the hands of very young population. And Nigeria population is about 65% under 35 years old. However, if I'm targeting traders who are mainly under trained or illiterate or not so literate targets, I'm likely to start with an activation,
right?
And if I'm targeting a campaign towards the baby boomers who are from about 45 to 65, I'm likely to use mainstream platforms such as newspapers and television. So what I then do with an outdoor is to reinforce that message, radio as well. And so those mix depends on whom we are targeting, what kind of product we have, and how we tend to push them.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds like the best approach, you know, on the, depending, you know, looking at the profile of your target audience before deciding on the best form of marketing mix that you want to help to help them to use to push their objectives forward. Okay.
Exactly.
So can you tell me what are the benefits and outcomes of working with a marketing professional, expert, or a consultant like you? Because sometimes a business comes up and they tend to do everything themselves. But what's the benefit of having an expert on board when you're working through, you know, developing your marketing plan or, you know, pushing your brand to get it to where it needs to be?
That's a very brilliant question. Working with consultants like us gives you the opportunity to work with teams that are not emotionally connected to you. And when you work internally, you are emotionally connected to that product. You might not know it, but you are. You are the one who developed the memo, who sat through meetings, who had gone out and developed time and all that. And so those efforts and other emotions, you also do not want to get flanks from your boss, is tied to your appraisals. So you're emotionally connected to that product. And sometimes you could be blindsided from seeing the data that prevents you from taking certain channels or certain strategies. Why you working with consultant relieve you of those emotions, right? Because we are not emotionally connected to your product. We're only we are forced to look at data, consumer understanding that we have, and the positive of what should I say, the advantage of working with working on multiple campaigns for different organizations to better understand the consumer. So we are better position to see the consumer from various ends, because again, we interact with them on a daily basis from different strategies and tactics.
That's really, really very interesting to note that it helps you not to be emotionally connected when you use a consultant. And I guess that is quite true, because we tend to be emotionally connected to something that we create. So sometimes you may not want to accept the way things are because you feel it can be, you know. So thank you for sharing that. So and I don't want to take too much of your time. I'm only going to ask one more question. What will be one of the biggest challenges for you as a marketing and PR and advertising business owner in building your business and ensuring that it has stayed, you know, it has continued to grow as an agency and continue to, you know, outperform the objectives you've set for it every time?
I mean, when you ask the regular business owner this kind of question, the first answer would be, oh, finance. But that isn't for us. It is talent.
Did you say talent?
Yes, talent. And that's because what we sell is ideas. And that means you need skill to bring strong ideas consistently for different clients, isn't it? So you need talent in the room. However, sometimes you have to develop this talent from fresh. And then they get to a point where they begin to shine through the bottom. And a client, a competition, other higher paying sectors like tech, or in Nigeria, you need to migrate to more attractive markets. And so consistently, you build talent to a point and then you lose them and then you start again. And unfortunately, the client isn't waiting. So it's huge stress for you to ensure that you have a team that is consistently available to, know, provide and involve compelling plans that are marketable, that are bankable, that are sellable. So for us, it's talent.
Sounds interesting. I mean, like you said, many businesses will tell you finance is the biggest challenge. I'm amazed that talent is also a key challenge, especially in the service industry, like the advertising consultants. And I tend to agree with you because I also work a little bit in that space in the service industry. So on a final note, I want to say thank you. But before you go, I would like to ask you, what would be your last word to any budding entrepreneur out there or startup? What would you say to them as a parting advice?
Understand that you're selling ideas and that the foundation for ideation is knowledge. And so, be careful not to jump into think that your ideas easily can be sellable or bankable. Yes, but for you to stay the long haul, you need to have built a strong reservoir of knowledge, not only just in marketing communications, but in different industries. So you have to understand medicine, you have to understand psychology, you have to understand process, you have to understand project management, you have to understand finance, you have to understand law and legal implications, you have to understand risk management, you have to understand crisis management. These are not just knowledge that will fall on your lap easily. These are knowledge you have to chase, and this is why this profession is one of these most stressful job I hear after the US Marine. but again, you just have to build that reservoir of knowledge across sectors to be able to stay the course.
Thank you. That's quite interesting to know that you have to have, an understanding of almost every sector for you to be able to survive this industry. Thank you so much, Mr. Ojo. Thank you for your time and for sharing all your wealth of knowledge and also for, teaching us a bit out of the depth and breadth of your expertise. We do appreciate it. And thank you.
You're welcome, Dolapo. I wish you success in your academic pursuits.
Thank you.
Cheers.